হরি বল হরি বল ভাই রে হরি বল
রে
আনে আছে হরে নাম আনে আছে গৌরাঙ্গ নিতাই রে
হরে নাম আনে আছে গৌরাঙ্গ নিতাই রে
মদের দুঃখ দেখে রে মদের দুঃখ হরে বলো হরি বলো হরে বলো ভাই রে
হরি বলো হরি বলো ভাই রে
হরে নাম হরে নাম বিনা জীবে রণ্য হরে নাম বিনা জীবে অন্য ধন নাই রে
হরি নাম বিনা জীবে অন্য ধন নাই রে
হরে নাম বিনা জীবে অন্য ধন নাই রে
হরি নাম বিনা জীবে অন্য ধন নাই রে
হরে নামে শুদ্ধ হলো জাগাই মধাই রে
হরি নাম শুদ্ধ হলো জাগাই মধাই রে
বড় পাপ ছিল রে
ছিল রে
হরি নামে শুদ্ধ হলো জগায় মধাই রে
হরি নাম শুদ্ধ হলো জগায় মধাই রে
মিটে মায়া বদ্ধ হয়ে জীবন কটাই রে
নিজে মায়া বদ্ধ হয়ে জীবন কটাই রে
আমি আমার বলো রে
আমি আমার বলো রে
নিজে মায়া বদ্ধ হয়ে জীবন কটাই রে
সে মায়া বদ্ধ হয়ে জীবন কটাই রে
আশা পাশে ঘুরে ঘুরে আর কোথা যাই রে
আশা পাশে ঘুরে ঘুরে আর কোথা যাই রে
আশা শেষ নাই রে
আশা শেষ নাই রে
আশা বাস ঘুরে ঘুরে আর কোথা যাই রে
আশা বাস ঘুরে ঘুরে আর কোথা যাই রে
আরে বলে যে ও ভাই आशार मुख्य चाई रे हरि बोले
देवो भाई आशार मुख्य चाई रे
निराशा तुम सुखो रे
निराशा तो सुखो रे
हरि बोले देवो भाई आचार मुख चारी रे
हरे बोले देवो भाई आचार मुख चारी रे
भोग मोक्षा वंशा छाड़ी हरे नाम गाई रे
भोग मोक्ष वंशा छाड़ी हरि नाम गाई रे
शुद्ध सत्व होए रे
शुद्ध सत्व होए रे
भोग मोक्ष वंशा छाड़ी हरि नाम गाई रे
भोग मोक्ष वंशा छाड़ी हरि नाम हरे
नाते देव नामे गुने ओ सफल पाए रे
नाते देव नामे गुने ओ सफल पाए रे
तुच्छ फल प्रयास छेड़े रे
तुच्छ भले प्रयास छेड़े रे
नाते देव नामे गुणे ओ सफल पाई रे
नाते देव नामे गुणे ओ सफल पाई रे
निराद बोले जाई लोए नामेर बालाई रे
निरोध बोले जाई लोए नामेर बालाई रे
नामेर बालाई छेड़े रे
नामेर बालाई छेड़े रे
हरि बोलो हरि बोलो
हरि बोलो हरि बोलो हरि बोलो भाई रे
हरे नाम आते गौरांगानी ताई रे
हरि
हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे
हरे हरे हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे
हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे
हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
हरे बोलो हरे बोलो हरे बोलो भाई रे
हरे बोलो हरे बोलो हरे बोलो भाई रे
हरे नाम आते गौरांगा निताई रे
हरे नाम आते
नित्य गौरंग जय नित्य गौरंग नित्य गौरंग जय नित्य गौरंग
जय नित्य गौरंग नित्य गौरंग जय
श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद
जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद
जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद
जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद
जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद
जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद
पावन हरि नाम संकीर्तन की अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की శ్రీల ప్రభుపాదికి శ్రీ శ్రీ గౌనతాయికి నైస్ పిక్చర్ దే పుట్ ఇన్ ది బిగినింగ్ సీ హౌ ఇస్ మోరోస్లీ సిట్టింగ్ దట్ ఫెలో హరి బోలో హరి బోలో హరి బోలో బాయ్ రే వెరీ బ్యూటిఫుల్ సాంగ్ నైస్ సాంగ్ కరెక్ట్ దిస్ ఇస్ ద బస్ నంబర్ 168 చక్షుమీలితం యేన తస్మై శ్రీగురవే నమః నమావోం విష్ణుపాదాయ కృష్ణపృష్ఠాయ భూతలే శ్రీమతే భక్తివేదాంత స్వామినితి నామినే నమస్తే సారస్వతే దేవే గౌరవాణీ ప్రచారిణే నిర్విశేషశూన్యవాది పాశ్చాత్యదేశతారిణే వాంఛాకల్పతరుభ్యశ్చ కృపాసింధుభ్య ఏవ చ పతితానాం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః జయ శ్రీ కృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర శ్రీవాసాది గౌరభక్తవృంద హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే హరే సో లెట్ us ప్రొసీడ్ విత్ ద నెక్స్ట్ సెక్షన్ ఐ విల్ షో ద అదర్ నోట్స్ ఆల్సో యు కెన్ గో లిటిల్ ఫాస్టర్ దిస్ సెక్షన్ ఐ సెడ్ యు విల్ రీడ్ ఫ్రమ్ దిస్ ఫర్ ద నెక్స్ట్ సెక్షన్ యు కెన్ గో టు ద నోట్స్ ఇట్స్ ఎ వెరీ ఇంపార్టెంట్ సెక్షన్ వేదనమానియా బౌద్ధ హయత నాస్తిక
వేదనమానియా బౌద్ధ హయత నాస్తిక
వేదాశ్రయ నాస్తిక్యవాద బౌద్ధకే అధిక
వేదాశ్రయ నాస్తిక్యవాద బౌద్ధకే అధిక ది బుద్ధిస్ట్ డు నాట్ రికగ్నైజ్ ద అథారిటీ ఆఫ్ ద వేదస్ దేర్ఫోర్ దే ఆర్ కన్సిడర్డ్ అగ్నాస్టిక్స్ However, those who have taken shelter of the Vedic scriptures yet preach agnosticism in accordance with the Mayavad philosophy are certainly more dangerous than the Buddhists.
Yeah. So same thing Prabhupada emphasizes in the purport also. The Vedashraya Nastikyavada, agnosticism under the shelter of Vedic culture. So you all have been attending the sessions in many classes. Don't feel that it is prolonging, because this chapter is a very important chapter. Because if you understand, for me personally also, in the very early days, when His Holiness Bhaktirasamta Maharaj gave me this book, Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, the examples I read, they are even very fresh and green in my mind, even today. For example, Lord Chaitanya will give three examples to explain the absolute truth. Like, one is the touchstone, one is a tree. Touchstone is the Parasmani. He says that, for example, from Parasmani, you can touch anything to that and keep, gold keeps coming. Correct, no? It can produce any amount of gold, but it will remain the same. Another example he gives is the sun example. Sun keeps on giving light, but it doesn't become diminished. Ashesha teja. Absolute truth is like that. Another example he gives is the tree. The tree produces leaves and the leaves drop. And the tree produces fruits and fruits drop. And the tree produces branches, they are cut and taken also. So you find the tree remains the same, but there are many things which come in the tree and go. Like that, the universes are produced from the Lord's body, but Lord remains undiminished. So these examples I read way back in 91, 92. Still they are fresh, read in teachings of Lord Chaitanya. So why I told you these three examples? Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavashishyate. You see? So this is the absolute truth is Purnam, and whatever emanations come from Him are also Purnam. Purnat Purnamudasya. From the complete Lord, so many manifestations come, and does He become diminished? No, He remains the same. He is fully complete. That is one characteristic of Krishna. So, therefore, this has to be known before you proceed to understand the Vivartavad and Parinamavad. These two will be explained now, the two philosophies, where there is a major difference between the Advaita and Achinda Bheda Bheda Tattva. That's where the difference comes, yeah. This we read yesterday, okay. Yeah, so then, okay, you can read this one, yeah.
The Mayavadi's conception of spiritual existence is almost identical to the negation of material existence.
The Mayavadi, you understand the meaning of negation, no? Negation means, no, don't see bad, don't hear bad, don't speak bad. Like three monkeys. That is negation. But are those monkeys taught what to do? After doing these three, are they taught anything else? Nothing. That's called negation. And their monkeys will be creeping amongst themselves. They are not allowing us to open our eyes. We can't, you know, hear anything. We can't speak anything. Just shut up, that's all. That's a negative concept of life. Negative concept of spiritual life. In those days, I saw in newspaper, there was an article where two Buddhist monks climbed up a tree and sitting on a tree branch, they were watching cricket happening in the garden. And one intelligent photographer went behind them and took the photo. And he has put in the first page, big photo, and wrote, cricket is such an interesting game, even Buddhist monks want to watch it. I wanted to write to that article that, you know, maybe Buddhist monks watch it, Hare Krishna's have no time. Right now, do you have any time? 24/7. So, you will see that because our life, Prabhupada kept it so busy, we have no time to watch cricket. Correct, no? And Buddhist monks are trying to negate, you know, material negation. Doesn't help actually. It's very superficial. Even we also, if we don't absorb ourselves in spiritual activities day and night, there has to be constant. Like right now, I know what to do after the class is over. I am preparing already, PowerPoint, so many things I am putting. So, immediately there is one after another. When I go to sleep at night, I know what to do next day. And one life seems to be not enough. Million lives are required, isn't it? So, you have engagement like that, then you don't have to bother about negating. Even the facility is there for sense gratification, the time is not there. You are absorbed in spiritual activities. So that's what he is saying, Mayavadis, they are just negating material existence. This is not the actual goal of spirituality. Go ahead.
The Mayavadis believe that there is nothing positive in spiritual life. As a result, they cannot understand devotional service or the worship of the Supreme Person, Satchit Ananda Vigraha. The Mayavadi philosophers consider deity worship in devotional service to be Pratibimbavad, or the worship of a form that is the reflection of a false material form. Thus the Lord's transcendental form, which is eternally blissful and full of knowledge, is unknown to Mayavadi philosophers. Although the term Bhagavan is explicitly described in Srimad Bhagavatam, they cannot understand it. Brahmeti paramatmeti bhagavaniti shabdyate. The absolute truth is called Brahman, Paramatma and Bhagavan. The Mayavadis try to understand Brahman only, or at the most Paramatma. However, they are unable to understand Bhagavan. Therefore, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, says, Mayaya aparita jnanaha
asuram bhavam ashrita. So, in this way, the knowledge is stolen away from them, he is saying. So, only by mercy of the Lord, one can get the knowledge. Huh? Yeah. So, in this way, because of the poor fund of knowledge, they can't understand. Jivera nistara lagi sutra kaila vyasa.
Jivera nistara lagi sutra kaila vyasa.
Mayavadi bhashyashun lehaya sarvanasha. Here comes. Yeah.
Srila Vyasadeva presented the Vedanta philosophy for the deliverance of conditioned souls. But if one hears the commentary of Shankaracharya, everything is spoiled.
Yeah. See, one very important thing. In India, Shankaracharya has assumed a very great respect for one reason. Because when Ashoka became the king of the whole country, practically if you see your history and geography books, you know, the golden age of the Guptas, we say, no? Guptas had occupied almost 80% of the country. It was a golden age, very nice age. Similarly, Ashoka, if you see, he occupied the whole country, practically. Huh? He was the king of the whole country. And because he became a Buddhist, what happened in India? Wholesale, everybody was made into Buddhist. Everybody had to follow the government. So, Buddhism means what? One is the Nindasi Vedam. They rejected the Vedas, rejected the Brahmanas, rejected the deity worship, temple worship, everything. So, my Lord, such a very dangerous phase of our country. So, to reinstate the Vedas and bring the country back to its Vedic culture was a very vital work to be done, which was done by Shankaracharya. Therefore, Shankaracharya will always be remembered in India. People don't, he is highly respected also. Adi Shankara, the original person, Shankara, who appeared in Kaladi and Kerala, you know, and then who established mathas in Sringeri and Kanchipuram and our Badrinath and Chardam. All the Chardams he established. Temples and mathas and everything. So, now when some people hear this, they will be shocked. Really, one hears comment of Shankaracharya, everything will be spoiled. Shankaracharya is highly respected. They are very aged and they are so ripe in their jnana. And lakhs of people salute them, bow down to them, and you guys are just wholesale rejecting him. People will ask like that. Therefore, it is important for us to know how Prabhupada and Chaitanya Charitamrita Kaviraj Goswami explained. This section is very important. Yeah. Yeah.
Factually, the devotional service of the Lord is described in the Vedanta Sutra. But the Mayavadi philosophers, the Shankarites, prepared a commentary known as Sharirika Bhashya, in which the transcendental form of the Lord is denied. The Mayavadi philosophers think that the living entity is identical with the Supreme Soul, Brahman. Their commentaries on the Vedanta Sutra are completely opposed to the principle of devotional service. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu therefore warns us to avoid these commentaries. If one indulges in hearing the Shankarite Sharirika Bhashya, he will certainly be bereft of all real knowledge. The ambitious Mayavadi philosophers desire to merge into the existence of the Lord, and this may be accepted as Sayujya Mukti. However, this form of Mukti means denying one's individual existence. In other words, it is a kind of spiritual suicide. This is absolutely opposed to the philosophy of Bhakti Yoga. Bhakti Yoga offers immortality to the individual conditioned soul. If one follows the Mayavadi philosophy, he misses his opportunity to become immortal after giving up the material body. The immortality of the individual person is the highest perfectional stage a living entity can attain.
I will tell you why Prabhupada is so serious about this. I'll tell you the reason. There are families where the father and son, after a quarrel, they would not talk for years together. I know. There are some families like that. 4 years, 5 years, they have not spoken one word to each other also. There are people like that. And in some families, what is because of not speaking, the sons and daughters, they leave and they have broken the relationship with the family. And they go to some faraway place due to some family quarrel, inside quarrels or something like that. And practically, you know, the family is a rich family. Money is not a problem. They have enough money and generations, for generations they have. But the relationship is spoiled. So they don't want to even look at each other. And the more they keep distance, the more they stop talking, there is nobody, after they become very aged, say they become, you know, 40, 50, 60 and all, then at that time for them to again come back would be easy or difficult? Difficult, huh? If it is not sorted out in the early stage. So they just remain like that for life. Sometimes even after that person passes away, nobody goes also from this family. They don't even go. There are people like that. So similarly, in the Mayavadi, such a dangerous philosophy that if some jiva is artificially convinced that you have to merge in Brahman and become, attain Sayujya Mukti, for example. If he goes to Sayujya, Brahma Sayujya, and he experiences Shanti Shanti there, you know, you can write off his name. Probably for long, long time to come, he is not going to even fall also. Because there are Mayavadis who may be, you know, desiring strongly to merge in Brahman. So what is the big loss in merging in Brahman and experiencing peace free from cycle of birth and death? We say, Arya Kitsena Parampadam Pataha Patanti Ado, the Patanti, but the Patanti takes place after a very long period of time of being in Brahman. And that, you know, they get Brahma Sayujya, and then there, in want of activity, they come. We say, no, it may be crores and crores and crores of years, after which they may come. Correct, no? And some of them may be suspended there, not going up also, not coming down also. They may be stuck in Shanti. So what is the problem? Anybody can say? What are they missing?
Come back to Krishna will be next to impossible.
Yeah. Now from there, if they fall, then again they have to come across devotion service, meet devotees, and then from impersonal understanding, they have to shift to the personal understanding. That is one thing. Another thing is, they go to Brahman, where they lose opportunity for seva. They lose opportunity for exchange of rasa. Huh? They lose opportunity for experiencing the joy of shelter. Correct, no? There is no feeling of, like children, we experience the joy of shelter of parents, isn't it? Similarly, because they think they are God, can they experience that joy? So Prabhupada gives a nice example for this. He says, the newborn baby, you know, who is like 3 months or 6 months old, the parents also are very fond of caressing the child, hugging the child, you know, feeding the child, taking the child out here and there. You've seen that, no? And child is totally dependent. The mother will put socks for him, you know, winter gloves for him, cap for him, sweater for him, correct, no? Keep him on the lap and, you know, they caress very much and child needs also. No? But once the child grows up to, you know, 12 or 15 or 20, he becomes a grown-up boy or a grown-up girl. Many homes, the relationship loses its sweetness as before. In some homes, still sweetness is there. You know, the children have respect for the parents, they come and do all that, they do like that, you know, bow down, touch their feet, you know, they do. But then they more go into an ambitious mode or achievement mode. You know, they go to college, they go abroad, they do this, do that. And they don't need much help from the parents. You've seen that, no? Dependence reduces or increases with the age? Dependence reduces. So Prabhupada says they are jnani type, Prabhupada says. The adults in a family are like what? Like jnani. And the bhaktas are like the baby, and dependent on the parents. So because the bhaktas are dependent, the sweetness of the Lord and the devotee is also very great. Because the devotees are dependent on the Lord. Lord knows they need me. Huh? They always pray to me, they need me, they need my shelter. But Jnani type people think that we are adults, we are grown up, you know. You see, Atma Ramaya Shantaya, Lord says. So, okay, you want Shanti Shanti, you go to Shanti Shanti and I will be Atmanam in my spiritual world. Whereas for devotees, what he says? Namo Akinchana Vittaya Nivritta Gunavrittaya. He is saying that Akinchana Vitta means I become wealth of my devotees. And the devotees become Lord's wealth. Lord becomes devotee's wealth. Like that. So the Pandavas were actually dependent devotees like that. For everything they depended on the Lord. So therefore you will find somebody becomes a Mayavadi. He becomes hard-hearted actually. And goes to the Brahma Jyoti and thinks, I am God. And their very philosophy makes them very proud also. Dandagrahana Matrena Nara Narayana Bhavet. Therefore, Prabhupada says, although they say Narayana Paro Abhyaktat, which means Narayana is beyond this material existence. You ask them, who is Narayana? They will say, we only. All of us only Narayana. That is the understanding of Narayana. Right now, they will say, you are Daridra Narayana now, because you are not realized. Once you become awakened and realize, who are you? Full Narayana. This is their understanding. How crazy it is. See, if you only think I am Narayana, then whose shelter are you going to take? Correct, no? There is no shelter at all. So therefore, you will find this philosophy deprives the soul of the opportunity to feel the shelter, opportunity to render seva, opportunity to experience rasa, opportunity to enjoy the spiritual variety by taking part in active services for the pleasure of the Lord. This philosophy denies the variety. Denies the supremacy of the Lord, denies the servitorship to the Lord, denies the exchange of rasa, correct? No? Now, if you go to Vedanta Sutra, in case you are unable to explain some sutra, what you should do? You should go back to the Upanishads, go back to Puranas, go back to the Vedas, and see this sutra is difficult to explain. So you have to take their help, and when you go to take their help, naturally you will come to the right conclusion. Shruti, Smriti, Puran, when you read, then you will come to the right conclusion of Achintya Bheda Bheda. But these guys, they don't go to them. They say, we only accept Shruti. I mean, we only accept the Vedanta Sutra. And that is where their speculation comes into picture. You understand, no? So, here he clearly said the difference between the... See, Vyasadeva presented Vedanta philosophy for deliverance of the conditioned souls. But if one hears the commentary of Shankaracharya, everything will be spoiled. And immediately Prabhupada makes it very clear, you know, what happens with Sharirika Bhashya. So, two things we have been discussing till now. One is, the Bhagavan is a personality endowed with six opulences, right now. But the impersonal philosophy declares the Bhagavan to be only Brahman, impersonal. That is one difference. So, therefore, Mahaprabhu spent some time giving many quotes and everything. Secondly, Bhagavan is supreme and Jiva is subordinate. And this is not accepted in the Mayavad philosophy. They think Bhagavan and Jiva are same. So, if you tell them about the two bird wall analogy, they will tell them, yeah, correct, correct. That is in Jyavaharika stage, they will say. They are two. In Paramarthika, both birds will become one. But you have to ask a question, where is it said? If you say two birds will become, Kathopanishad verse says, Samane Vrikshe Purushone Magna Anishe Shvachati Muhimana. It doesn't say that two birds will become. It says, Nityo Nityanam Chetana Chetanam Yeko Bahunam. But where does it say that the Bahunam will become Yekam, finally? Where is the merging said? So, This is where you will find that this kind of speculation Shankara has used, which Mahaprabhu is pointing out. Now comes the philosophy. Parinama Vada Vyasa Sutrera Sammata Achintya Shakti Ishvara Jagadrupe Parinata. Yeah?
The Vedanta Sutra aims at establishing that the cosmic manifestation has come into being by the transformation of the inconceivable potency of the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Yeah. So Prabhupada says here, refer to Adilila, 7th chapter, 121 to 133. You will see here. Here he explains here. In his Vedanta Sutra, Vyasa has described that everything is but a transformation of the energy of Lord. Shankaracharya, however, has misled the world by commenting that Vyasadeva was mistaken. Thus, he has raised great opposition to theism throughout the entire world. And then Bhaktivinoda Thakura explains, all the cosmic manifestations results from transformations of various energies of the Lord. See how the Vaishnava philosophy explains it. The Supreme Lord has Shaktis. And who is he? Shaktiman, yeah. So Shaktiman remains intact. Whereas the transformation happens where? Now what Mayavad says, because absolute truth cannot undergo transformation. Therefore the material world doesn't exist, it says. Because they are all transformations, like for example, there is a Rajasika Ahankar, Tamasika Ahankar, Sattvika Ahankar. Then after that, you have the Man, you have the Indriyas, Tanmatras, Buddhi, correct, no? And then Bhumi Rapanala Vayu Kammana Buddhi, all these transformations are seen in this world. So now, in case you say the absolute truth is immutable, it cannot be changed, but then transformations are existing. So they deny the transformations totally by saying Jagat Nitya. It doesn't. And then absolute truth remains as it is. You understand the point, no? But what Vaishnava philosophy says, absolute truth is always unchangeable, but absolute truth has got Shaktis by which the transformations are made possible. That is called Parinamavad, correct, no? And Vivartavad means, you know, absolute truth is the only one which exists, everything else is illusion. That is called Vivartavad. You understand, no? Mayavad is called which one? Vivartavad or Parinamavad? Vivartavad. Yeah. So now here he says here, Shankaracharya, however, not accepting the energy of the Lord, thinks that it is the Lord who is transformed. He has taken many clear statements from Vedic literature and twisted them to try to prove that if the Lord or the absolute truth were transformed, his oneness would be disturbed. Thus he has accused Srila Vyasadeva of being mistaken. In developing his philosophy of monism, therefore he has established Vivartavad, the Mayavadi theory of illusion. See, one thing you have to clearly know. Why he resorted to this Vivartavad? Because he wanted to keep the absolute truth unchanging. It's clear to everybody on that point. Because when you see transformations, people are going to challenge. For example, you take one paper and cut it into several pieces and you scatter it. Correct, no? So if all the scattered papers are existing everywhere, then the original paper is lost. It's not there. Correct, no? So, same thing the Buddhist philosophy takes shelter. For example, the seed, if you sow in the ground, the big tree comes out, but the seed doesn't exist anymore. Correct, no? Because the tree has already come out like that. Similarly, they say if you take a wheel, in the middle the hub is hollow. Therefore, the other things are sustained by the hollowness. Therefore, Shunyavad. That is our philosophy. Who? Our Buddhist philosophy. So, according to them, the absolute truth doesn't become pieces. Then we cannot have this transformed thing. You understand, no? Therefore, they say meditate on sound of silence, meditate on one hand clapping and things like that they have. How can one hand clap? How can sound come? Only God knows. Correct, no? So, the Buddhist philosophy says that the absolute truth is shunya because everything is already transformed. And Mayavadi say that absolute truth cannot be transformed. Therefore, whatever transformations you see are illusion. That is Vivartavad. So, they kept Supreme Brahman unchangeable as it is. And then transformations they denied. But Vaishnava philosophy is a perfect philosophy, real substance. Why? It says that transformations are true. But how they are made possible? Because transformations exist in the Shaktis. So, in the Shaktis there is transformation. But in the Shaktiman, is there any transformation? No. That is Parinamvada. So, that is what Vyasadeva has given. See, if you want to accept Vyasadeva's statement of Lord is unchanging, you have to go through all the Shruti Smriti Puran. But if you only take the Vedanta Sutra where Vedavyasa says the absolute truth is unchanging and try to explain, then you will end up in Vivartavada. You understand, no? That is where the mistake has happened. Okay. So, in the Brahma Sutra, second chapter, the first aphorism, Tad Ananyatvam Arambana Shabdadibhya. Commenting on the Sutra, Sharirika Bhashya, Shankaracharya has introduced this statement. Vacharambanam Vikaro Namadheyam from Chandogya Upanishad. To try to prove that the acceptance of the transformation of the energy of the Supreme Lord is faulty, he has tried to defy this transformation of energy in a misguided way, which will be explained later. Since his conception of God is impersonal, he does not believe that the entire cosmic manifestation is a transformation of the energies of the Lord. For as soon as one accepts the various energies of the absolute truth, one has to immediately accept Shaktiman, that God is personal and Not impersonal. A person can create many things by the transformation of energy. For example, Prabhupada gives example, you see here. Transformation. The businessman transforms his energy by establishing many factories or business organizations or branches. Yet he remains a person, although his energy has been transformed into many factories or business concerns. Mayavadi philosophers do not understand the simple fact. Their tiny brains and poor fund of knowledge cannot afford them sufficient enlightenment to realize that when a man's energy is transformed, man himself is not transformed, but remains the same person. For example, in Pune, this property where we are sitting now belongs to one Parsi man, Ankleshriya. He has 10 such properties, they say in Pune, different parts of Pune. Now, he is sitting in only one home, correct now? And then, in case he want to demolish some of his properties and build a new one, he can do. So, what is the way by which he will do it? Just throw peanuts and get monkeys, we say, no? Like you throw money and then with money you can do everything. Correct, no? If you give money, other people are not available who will demolish the old house and make a new one. Correct, no? Similarly, what is the money Lord has? Lakshmi. Lakshmi is his energy. And Lakshmi is the original wealth from all other people possessing any wealth is all subset of that Lakshmi only. Correct, no? Correct, no? All types of prosperity. Lakshmi also, there is Ashta Lakshmi, correct, no? There is a Dhana Lakshmi, there is Santana Lakshmi, different type of Lakshmis who give different type of prosperity, correct, no? So, and Lord has her, and he doesn't have to beg her or pray to her, Lakshmi, I will need your help, no. She is at his feet only, massaging always. She is at his beck and call. So, if one gentleman having 10 houses in Pune is getting all the houses demolished and new houses made, simply relaxing in an easy chair in one house, and he doesn't become transformed because his energies are all being transformed simply by using Lakshmi, like money he has. Similarly, Lord has the Shakti, which Shakti is doing, proposing such a simple thing. Shall I read that?
Not believing in the fact that the energy of the Absolute Truth is transformed, Shankaracharya has propounded his theory of illusion. This theory states that although the Absolute Truth is never transformed, we think that it is transformed, which is an illusion. Shankaracharya does not believe in the transformation of the energy of the Absolute Truth, for he claims that everything is one and that the living entity is therefore also one with the Supreme. This is the Mayavad theory.
So, we have to clearly know what is this Vivartavad, what is this Mayavad theory. So, all the three you should know. Buddhist and Mayavad and Vaishnava. So, it becomes clear. Now, Prabhupada will establish based on Vedavyas how the Parinamvad is the actual truth. Yeah. Yes.
So, it means what I understood correctly, you will correct me. It means Mayavadi consider, they don't accept energy at all, first of all.
Correct.
So they don't accept only, no? So they, for
they
them,
say only energy. They say that the Absolute Truth is Supreme Brahman. Therefore, Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma. That is the statement. Now, the Absolute Truth is Satyam, it is Jnanam, it is Anantam, and he is Brahma, and he is impersonal, and he is always in a steady state of Shanti, and he is conscious. He is not dead, but he is impersonal. And one attains that state, then it is Turiya, fourth stage. You are not in Jagrati or Swapna or Sushupti. You go to the Samadhi stage. And that is the stage which is 2.7172 Bhagavad Gita. Vihaya kaman yasarvan kumam sharati nisprahah nirmamo nirahankarah sashanti madigachati says, no? Apuryamanam achalapradishtam samudramapa pravishanti yadvat kamayam pravishanti sarve sashanti mapnoti nakama kami. So pravishanti, they will say, pravishanti, why he says? Because you have to enter the Brahman and become one with Brahman. That is the, so they will say, yes, this is the verse. We have to be like an ocean. You know, rivers are coming in, going out, you are undisturbed. So their goal of life, I heard that Buddhists, if they become angry one day, for 6 months they will become Maunabrata, they will follow. If they become little angry also, because according to them, you know, you should not become lusty, angry or greedy. Even small amplitude also is not tolerable. Therefore, if you see in some other countries, Buddhists, they practice, according to the amplitude of this anger, lust which comes, they will, their fasting period and the Mauna Vrata, both will increase. Both. So, they don't want to exercise their emotion and they want to be like a stone. Understood, no? Yes, I go. Now, Vyasadeva is explaining here, absolute truth. He's a person with different potencies. See here. Merely by his desire that there is creation, he glances. Now, this point we earlier also discussed. Saha ekshata, sa asrijata, it says. See, these are all Shruti mantras. This is not from Bhagavatam or Bhagavad Gita. Sa asrijata. See, therefore, I am seriously thinking I am going to get the Gaudiya Vaishnava version of Keno Upanishad, Mundaka Upanishad, Shweta Shvetra Upanishad, you know, and also this Taittiriya Upanishad. We should have copies of that, very important. So that, you know, these kind of quotes which we quote, it's very important for us to have sometimes, like Prabhupada wrote this Ishopanishad. Prabhupada also had a desire. I heard in Gaudiya Math more than 20 Upanishads are commented. They have. So, because the Upanishads also talk about these kind of things. Like, you know, Hiranmayena Patrena Satya Sahapita Mukham Tattvam Pushana Pavana Satya Dharmaya Dishte, that kind of verses. So, they talk about Lord glancing, and then Lord creating the material world. Yeah. And then Prabhupada is saying, after creation, he remains the same person. He is not transformed into everything. Like I told you, the paper. In the case of paper, when you cut and put it and throw it, does the original paper exist? But that's not the case with Krishna. In the case with Krishna, the Lord can produce any number of things. Therefore, I gave you three examples. One is a parasamani. He can produce many, many gold. He can keep on producing, but it will remain the same. So, and sun also, it gives so much light. But ashesha teja. Correct, no? It remains always the sun. Similarly, the tree keeps on giving out leaf and, you know, flowers and fruits, they all come, they become ripe, they fall, and but the tree remains. Like this, Prabhupada says, the absolute truth is like that. So, he is unchangeable, but his energies are changing. That's the point. So, these three, for example, Prabhupada gives. And then Prabhupada is saying, one should accept the Lord has inconceivable energies, and by his order only all manifestations are coming. And then the Vedic literature is said, sa tatpatonyatha buddhir vikara iti udahritaha. It says that from the fact that one factor is generated from another fact. For example, say for example, you are drinking milk now. Oh, milk is very nice. Who gave the milk? Oh, I got from the cow. How did the cow give milk? It came from the grass. The grass it ate, the grass and gave milk. Where did the grass come from? From the rains. Where did the rains come from? From the clouds. How did the clouds come? You know, the clouds were pushed by the wind. They were above the ocean. But how did the clouds come there above the ocean? Because the ocean water is evaporated by the sun. Then you ask, but how did the sun come from? Where did it come from? Yachakshuresha savita sakala grahanam raja samasta suramurti rashesha tejaha kasya agnaya pramati samprita kala chakro govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami. See, now you come to Govinda. Correct, no? Because the sun is yachakshu. It is chakshu of Lord Govinda. Yasya agnaya. By his agnya, the sun is moving and it is evaporating the water and giving rains. In this way, you take anything in this world, you go on, you know, immediate cause, remote cause, more remote cause, even more remote cause. Finally, you will come to the ultimate cause, whose Krishna is Sarva Karana Karana. Like that he is saying. And then he is giving the example of father, you see. The father is one fact, son is generated from the father. And then thus, both of them are truths, although one is generated from the other. The generation of a second independent truth from the first truth is called vikara. A transformation resulting in a byproduct. The Supreme Brahman is absolute truth and the energies that have emanated from him are existing. Now here comes a very interesting point. See, for example, Krishna is absolute truth and he has his energies. Now if the energies are transforming into third truth and then fourth and fifth, correct, no? If it is transforming like that, then somebody may question, how did the second truth come from the first? That there must have been some vikara in the first. Correct, no? Like for example, man and woman unite, then only a baby will come. Correct, no? Suddenly baby will come. Vikara will not happen. Some vikara has to happen here. Then only, you know, they will unite. And then only the baby comes. Correct, no? Therefore they say, that means if second, third, fourth truths are existing, in the first truth also some vikara has come. Therefore, this change has come. So, this is how they denied. Now, here comes the interesting point. The Shakti and Shaktiman have what type of relationship? Shakti, Shakti Matayor, Abhedaha. It is a Shakti and Shaktiman are non-different. At the same time, the Shakti is dependent on the Shaktiman and Shaktiman is independent. Example, Lord Vishnu produces Brahma. Does he take help of Lakshmi? Therefore, there is no vikar in Vishnu. You see? Now, in this world, when a man has to produce a baby, he will need a woman. He has to impregnate her. Only then he can get a baby. Correct, no? This is the beauty of the Lord. Therefore, 9.4, 9.5 Bhagavad Gita is so important. You know, those two verses. Mayatadamidam sarvam jagadakta. Again, there Krishna explains the simultaneous connectedness and non-connectedness with the material energy. The material energy depends on him for his guidance and blessing. For example, Maya Adhyakshena Prakriti. So he is glancing at Prakriti and guiding her, but he doesn't undergo any vikar by her. That is a speciality of the Lord. Practical proof I told you, Vishnu doesn't undergo any vikar with Lakshmi to produce Brahma. He is independently producing from his own navel. And therefore, that doesn't mean that he has no Shakti. Therefore, he produced Brahma in his navel. No, Shakti is sitting at his feet only and serving. That means the Shakti and Shaktiman is simultaneously one and different. That's the point. Like, for example, Lakshmi resides in the chest of Lord Narayana as a golden hair. Sometimes she comes out and then she is massaging the feet of Narayana. She always says that I will be at your feet and serve. But Narayana says, you always reside in my chest. Like Balaji has two. You've seen that? Bhudevi, Shri Devi. They both have a place in the Lord's chest. So Lord is happy keeping her relaxed in his heart. But she is eager to come to his lotus feet and render service. And this is the relationship between Shakti and Shaktiman. Shakti always wants to serve the Lord. And Shaktiman wants to celebrate the Shakti by awarding that respect and love and affection and reciprocation. Just like Arjuna is a Shakti and Krishna is Shaktiman. Now, ideally speaking, Krishna should sit in the chariot and who should drive? Arjuna should drive. But what is happening? Reverse. Because of love. So, there is a love between Shakti and Shaktiman. And therefore, the sambandha is very strong sambandha between the two. So, and on one level, if you see, like I and God or I and Father are one, Jesus said. And that oneness is their heart. Their heart is one. Their opinions are one. Their alignment is one. But their identities are separate. You understand? So, this is why the sambandha between Shakti and Shaktiman has to be properly understood and explained. It becomes clear. See, again, I will read it here. This generation have a second independent truth from the first, which is called vikar, or transformation of a byproduct, in a byproduct. And then the Supreme Brahman is the truth, and the energies that have emanated from him are existing separately, such as the living entities and cosmic manifestation are also truths. This is an example of transformation which is called vikara or parinam. Now some people are asking, Mayavadis, they will ask you, you know, absolute truth is only one, then how can there be so many cleavaged part and parcels? Hundreds and thousands of them. How is it possible? If you say that from the absolute truth they have been part and parcels cut and put in this world, and the absolute truth has its identity. So therefore our Shastras explained, the moment the Supreme Lord existed, at the same time all the living entities also existed. Mamaivamsho, Jiva Loke, Jiva Bhuta, Sanatanaha. Like for example, as soon as there is sun, there is also sun rays. As soon as there is kasturi, there is also fragrance. As soon as there is fire, there is also heat and light. Immediately. So as soon as there is Lord Krishna, the jivas are also immediately there. So when I spoke it in one class, one boy asked, oh really Prabhu, I never knew, I am so great. I am also there right from the time Krishna was there. Then I think I am equal to Krishna then, you know. Because I have been there since his time. It's not that only I told him, see, you are Sapeksha Satya and Krishna is Nirapeksha Satya. The sun rays have no existence without the existence of, without Krishna existing, you will not even exist. Remember that. You are existing because he existed. So totally dependent. This is very important to understand. Say, I probably gave an example if you remember. See, Bill Gates is known for Microsoft, isn't it? But imagine he starts a hotel in Pune. He wants to give a try. He wants to start a new business. And then he employs 1,000 waiters. It's a star hotel and it's booming. But after 1 year, Bill Gates sees that, you know, you see, instead of hotel business, if I do Microsoft here in Pune, probably my profit should be 10 times more, you know, he thinks. So he decides to close down the hotel and start Microsoft in Pune, for example. So for him, it makes no difference. Correct, no? Because his money is so much that whether hotel business or Microsoft business, both the money produced by both of them is insignificant compared to his total money he possesses. Correct, no? But who is a sufferer in this? Waiters. Because they were getting three times food and month end they get salary package. What will happen to that? If computer company comes, they can work in computer? They don't know. Correct, no? So they'll be out of job. Therefore, they are Sapeksha Satya and Bill Gates is Nirapeksha Satya. You understand, no? He is not dependent on them, but they are dependent on him. So, we depend on Krishna like that. That is very important to understand. See, this is an example of transformation, which is called Vikara or Parinam. To give another example, purpose is, Vikara is the milk is a truth, but the same milk may be transformed into yogurt, then into ghee, then into butter, all those different things. Although, milk and yogurt are same. Chandogya Upanishad is the following mantra. Etat Atmyam Idam Sarvam. This mantra indicates without a doubt the entire world is Brahman. The absolute truth has inconceivable energy. This has confirmed in Shweta Shvetra Upanishad, Parasya Chakra, Vida Vishwita and all that. And the entire cosmos is evidence of this different energy of Supreme Lord. The Supreme Lord is a fact and therefore whatever is created by Supreme Lord is also actual. Everything is true and complete. I told you. See, Purnam Purnam, Prabhupada quotes this one here. Okay. And then next para he says, it is to be concluded that the entire cosmic manifestation is a transformation of the energy of the Supreme Lord, not of the Supreme Lord. Please repeat the sentence. It is to be concluded that the entire cosmic manifestation is a transformation of who? Supreme Lord or energy of Supreme Lord? Energy of Supreme Lord, yeah. Correct, no? Not of the Supreme Lord. Ajari says, who always remains the same, you understand, no? The most important sentence, you know, this is what establishes Vaishnava philosophy, this one. That means transformation happens where? The energies, not in the Lord. Therefore, the Jiva is fallible, whereas Krishna is not. The sun rays are the, like Prabhupada gives example, if you have a fire, your black coal, you know, in touch with the fire, it is red hot. But sometimes, puck, it falls in the side, then it becomes blackish. But in touch with fire, it is shining, hot. When it is outside, it is, so the Jiva actually is fallible. When he is in touch with Krishna, he glows, Devipyaman. But he is not in touch with Krishna, he comes under Maya. And Krishna never comes under Maya. He is actually Maya Adish, where a Jiva can become Maya Vash. Maya Vash. Yeah. And then here he says, material world and the living entities are all transformation of the energy of Lord, Supreme Brahman, like that he says. Yato, here another very powerful quote, Taittiriya Upanishad. Yato va imani bhutani jayante. What is the meaning of this? Prabhupada's most favorite quote, this one. What is the meaning of this? Yataha means from whom? Yataha va imani. All these are, imani means all of us. Yato va, yataha va, imani bhutani jayante. All these different living bodies, you see 8.4 million species you are seeing here, ultimately they all have come from the Supreme Lord only. That's like you can say, all the sun rays have come from where? Sun. Like that, yeah. It says, in this verse it is indicated that the Brahman, the absolute truth is the original cause and that the living entities and the cosmic manifestation are effects of this cause. The cause being a fact, the effects are also factual. They are not illusion. Shankaracharya has inconsistently tried to prove that it is an illusion to accept the material world and the jivas as byproducts of the Supreme Lord because the existence of the material world and jivas is different and separate from the absolute truth. With this jugglery of understanding, Mayavadi philosophers have propagated the slogan, Brahmam Satyam Jagat Nitya, which declares the absolute truth is a fact, cosmic manifestation living entities are simply illusions. See, you know they say Jagat Nitya, cosmic manifestation is illusion. But at least you may say they can accept the Jivas at least as truth. Why they cannot accept Jivas, can any of you say? Why at least, okay, Jagat Mithya, we agree, Jada Prakriti, we consider it illusion. But why are the Jivas also illusion, according to them? See, Jivas are individual, no? Like every one of us is individual. Then if the Jivas have to exist individually, they have come from Absolute Truth, then the Vikara has come. The Absolute Truth. Because Absolute Truth is cut into many. That is not, the cleavage cannot happen. Therefore, he will say that the Jivas is also illusion. Then if illusion, then who are we? Therefore, he will say in Vyavaharika stage, you accept ourselves as individual living entities. And then in the Paramarthika stage, what you will say? There is no difference between I and he. That is not even merging, actually. They will say, merging, you talk about merging only in Vyavaharika. We have to merge, we have to merge. But once you come to, in a Paramarthika stage, you realize that there is no need of merging. You are that only. Like that, you understand the point, no? Like, therefore, Shankaracharya is denied. Like that, he says. Yeah. He has made all this material world to Brahma Satyam Jagat Nitya. Like that, he says. And then he says, it is therefore to be concluded, Shankaracharya, in order to present the Supreme Lord, living entities and material nature as indivisible and ignorant, tries to cover the glories of the Supreme Lord. He maintains that the material cosmic manifestation is nitya or false, but this is a great blunder. If the Supreme Person of God, it is a fact, how can his creation be false? Even in ordinary dealings, one cannot think that the material cosmic manifestation to be false. Therefore, Vaishnava philosophers say that the cosmic creation is not false, but temporary. It is separated from the Supreme Lord. But since it is wonderfully created by the energy of the Lord, to say that it is false is false is blasphemous. Prabhupada says. Our Lalit Mahaprabhu had sent me one Prabhupada quote, correct, no? One letter. You tell what is that. You can tell the mic. Give the mic to him.
One time Prabhupada was giving lecture in Delhi. So Kaushalya Mataji was sharing this. So one time Mayavadi came to him and he was saying how this world is also illusion. Prabhupada said this world is not illusion, it is temporary. If you say this world is illusion, it is actually offense to the Lord. Then he said, just like if you are making some painting, and if I say this is a painting illusion, then how you feel bad? Same way, if you are telling that this world is created by God, which is illusion, so Lord, how the Lord will feel? That's an offense.
Correct, no? Like, for example, Lord has created beautiful sun, beautiful moon, beautiful waterfalls, beautiful rainbows, you know, beautiful Grand Canyon, colorful flowers, fragrant flowers, nice eatables. And then Lord is saying, so my dear children, what do you say about my creation? He says, it's all illusion. We don't believe there is anything around us. Lord will say, hey, rub your eyes and see around what I have done for you. Even though you are envious of me, you have gone away from me, still I am creating all these things for you. So in order to develop a relation with you, and you are saying everything is illusion. So, therefore he says, proper says like that. So, see, non-devotees, they factually appreciate the wonderful creation of material nature, but they cannot appreciate the intelligence and energy of the Supreme Lord who is behind this material creation. He is the artist who has made this beautiful world. They can't see that. Shripad Ramanacharya, however, refers to a sutra from Aitreya Upanishad. Atma va idam agra asit, which points out to that the Supreme Atma, Absolute Truth, existed before the creation. So one may argue, if the Supreme Person of Godhead is completely spiritual, how is it possible for him to be the origin of the creation and have within himself both material and spiritual energies? To answer this challenge, Shripad Ramanacharya quotes a mantra from Taittiriya Upanishad. This is the most famous one. All of you repeat. Yato vayimani bhutani jayante. Yena jatani jivanti. Yat prayantabisham vishanti. Yeah. See, yathaha va imani bhutani jayante. All the living entities in this world have emanated from him. Yena jatani jivanti yat prayanti abisham vishanti. Actually, the creation emanates from him, is maintained by him, and destroyed by him, and it enters back into him, and he remains unchanged. Now we will see how. See, this is the mantra confirms that the entire cosmic manifestation emanates from the Lord, rests upon the Lord, and after annihilation re-enters the Lord. The living entity is originally spiritual, but when he enters spiritual world as the body of the Lord, he still retains his identity as individual. In this connection, Sripada Ramacharya gives the example that when a green bird enters a green tree, it does not become one with the tree. It retains its identity as the bird. To give another example, an animal that enters the forest keeps its individuality, although apparently the beast merges with the forest. Similarly, in material existence, both the material energy and the living entities of the marginal potency maintain their individuality. Thus, although the energies of Supreme Lord interact within cosmic manifestation, each keeps its separate individual existence. Merging with material or spiritual energies therefore does not involve loss of individuality. According to Sripad Ramanujacharya's theory of Vishishtadvaita, although all the energies of the Lord are one, each keeps its individuality called Vaishishtyata. Vaishishtya means I have my individuality, you have your individuality, matter has its individuality. Whether we are separate, come out of the Lord and we are existing or we are merging back into his existence, our identity is never finished. Everybody identity is maintained. That means eternally we are separated part and parcel. Like you know that Mame Vamsho Jivaloke verse says. Yeah. Now here Shripa Shankaracharya has tried to mislead the readers of Vedanta Sutra by misinterpreting the words Anandamayo Abhyasat. And he has even tried to find fault with Vyasadeva. All the aphorisms of the Vedanta Sutra need not be examined here. However, since we intend to present the Vedanta Sutra in a separate volume, see, Prabhupada had a desire. You know? Therefore, I told you that day, I told you Brahma Sutra, we should have a book published by ISKCON. It's very important. We have Govinda Bhashya by Baladev Vidyabhushan. We have Sri Bhashya by Ramanacharya. Tatpari Nirnaya by Madhvacharya. Similarly, in ISKCON also, there should be edition of Vedanta Sutra. Prabhupada expresses desire. We present the Vedanta Sutra in separate volume, he says. Parinama vade ishvara hayena vikari. Vedagahe vivarta vada stapanaye kari. Yeah, ready?
According to Shankaracharya, by accepting the theory of the transformation of the energy of the Lord, one creates an illusion by indirectly accepting that the absolute truth is transformed.
Yeah. Okay. Here Bhaktivinoda Thakur comments that if one does not clearly understand the meaning of Parinamvad, transformation of energy, one is sure to misunderstand the truth regarding this material cosmic manifestation and living entities. So he's quoting from Chandogya Upanishad, Sanmulaha Saumye maha prajah sad ayatanaha sat pratishtaha. The material world and the living entities are separate beings and they are eternally true, not false. See, he is quoting from where? Chandogya Upanishad. Therefore, I told you, Shruti itself is solid proof for the individuality of the jivas and the world. But what these people do, they don't touch even the Upanishads. They want to only go to Vedanta Sutra. Because you have a very good opportunity to speculate and interpret. when you have only the small sutras. No? So Shankaracharya, however, unnecessarily fearing that Parinamvad by that Brahman would be transformed, Vikari has imagined both material world and living entities to be false and to have no individuality. By the word jugglery, he has tried to prove that individual identities of the living entities in the material world are illusory, and he has cited examples of mistaking a rope for a snake or an oyster shell for a gold. Thus, he has most abominably cheated people in general. And then the example of misunderstanding a rope to be a snake is mentioned in Mandukya Upanishad. See, Mandukya Upanishad, it is only 16 pages or so. The thin Upanishad, which my impersonalists also use very extensively even now, when they speak, very thin book it is. Now, he is saying, but it is meant to explain the error of identifying the whole Upanishad about only one thing. You are not the body, you are the soul. That's the main thing in that whole Upanishad. So, therefore, their most talk is about what is Sat and what is Asat. Since the soul is actually a spiritual particle, as confirmed in Bhagavad Gita, Vamivamsha Jivaloke, it is due to illusion, Vivartavad, that a human being, like an animal, identifies the body with the self. This is a proper example of Vivarta or illusion. The verse, Atatpato Anyatha Buddhir, Vibhatta iti udaharataha describes such an illusion to not know the actual facts and thus to mistake one thing for another. As example, to accept the body for oneself is called Vivratavada. Hmm? You all understand now? For example, am I body or soul? Well, but we identify with what? Aham Mameti. Even Bhagavatam also says that, correct, no? Kumsastriyam itani bhavametam tayor mito usade ganti mahu ato grihakshetra sutta apta vittair janasya mohoyam aham mameti. So that is called vivartavad, which means, vivartam means what? I am not the body, but I am identifying with the body. Yes, we also discuss that you have to give up this illusion. No? But one can be attacked by this vivartavad philosophy when he forgets the inconceivable power of the omnipotent personality of Godhead. Because why? Every conditioned living entity who considers the body to be the soul is deluded by this vivartavad. Okay. And then he says here, how the Supreme Lord remains as he is never changing is explained in the Ishopanishad. Puranam, I told you that verse. Okay. And then in Jiva Goswami, the Paramatma Sananda explains vivartavad as follows. Under the spell of vivartavad, one imagines the separate entities, namely cosmic manifestation living entities, to be one with Brahman. This is due to complete ignorance regarding the fact, actual fact. The absolute truth, our Parabrahman, is always one and always the same. He is completely free from all other conceptions of existence. He is free of false ego and is full of spiritual identity and everything. It is absolutely impossible for him to be subjected to ignorance and fall under the spell of a misconception which is Vivartavada. The absolute truth is beyond our conception. And one must admit that the absolute truth is so. Here what Jiva Goswami has done here, he is saying that, accepting that the Supreme Brahman exists, but the material world also exists. That means the Jiva trapping means the absolute truth has come under the trap. And therefore, the Vivartavad theory of illusion that you are talking about, here, see, this is the beauty of Jiva Goswami in the analysis. See what he is saying here. It is absolutely impossible for him to be subjected to ignorance, because they say when the absolute truth touches mode of ignorance, he becomes matter. And when he touches mode of passion, he becomes Jiva. And when he touches goodness, he becomes Vasudev. So Jiva Goswami's question is, how can absolute truth touch any of this? They will say, no, this is in the stage of, you try to understand in the Vyavaharika stage only, they will say. You understand again? So therefore, one must admit that the absolute truth has unblemished qualities that he does not share with every living entity. He is never tainted in the slightest degree by the flaws of ordinary living beings. That means he is always in Vishuddha Sattva. He never comes to even Sattva also. I quoted the one verse from Gita yesterday. Ye chaiva sattvika bhava rajasastama sascheye matta evetitan viddi natpaham teshu temai. He says, Tribir gunamayair bhavair yevis sarvam idam jagat mohitam na vijanati mamedya paramabhyayam. These two verses say that he is never touched by three gunas. So therefore they are offenders. Mayavadi, Krishna Paradi. Mayavadi, Krishna Paradi. You understand why they are Aparadi, you know? Because they are saying the Supreme Lord touches matter and he becomes Sattvaguni Vasudev. They are making Vasudev into Sattva. Can you imagine? It's very offensive.
The word vivartavad, the word is a, it is a, you said about definition.
See, the word vivarta and parinamvad, Vaishnava philosophy is parinamvad. But the vivarta can also be used in the appropriate sense. What is it? For example, if I identify with my body, then I am an illusion. Correct, no? And the body is not me. Who am I? And so, but identify with the body is called vivarta.
Okay, it's a misconception. What is called
misconception. Yeah, correct. Okay. Yeah, it is illusion. Vivarta means illusion. So, correct usage of the word vivarta is for identifying the soul, identifying with the body. But what these guys are saying, they are saying the jagat is mithya, jiva is mithya, but to think yourself to be all these things, that is vivarta. The absolute truth never transforms. I mean, it never undergoes any transformation. That means in the paramarthika stage, to think you are the ultimate one, and you are not, the world has not expanded and jiva doesn't exist, then you are not in illusion, they will say. You understand, no? Correct. That means if you, whatever you see other than the third stage of paramarthika, they are all illusion, they will say. You understand, no? That's what they use as vivarta. So Jiva Goswami clearly points out the wrong usage of vivarta. And the Vaishnavas do the right usage of Varta. That's the point. Vastutaha parinama vada saise pramana. Dehe atma buddhi ayi vivarte rasthana. Transformation energy is a proven fact. It is the false bodily conception of the self that it is an illusion. Okay. So he goes on like this explaining. Avichintya Shakti Yukta Shri Bhagavan. Ichchaya Jagadrupe Paya Parinam. Supreme Personality of Godhead is opulent in all respects. Therefore, by his inconceivable energies, he has transformed the material cosmic manifestation. His energies has transformed it. He is saying, Tatapi Achintya Shaktye Hayavikari Prakrita Chintamani Tahe Drishtanta Yedhari. Yeah. See, this is an example of touchstone which by its energy turns iron into gold, yet remains the same. You can understand that although Supreme Lord transforms his innumerable energies, he remains unchanged. Nana Ratna Raji Haya Chintamani Haite Tadapi Ramani Rahe Swarupe Avikrite. Simple meaning, correct, no? You understood then. Prakrita Vastute Yadi Achintya Shakti Haya Ishware Achintya Shakti Iteki Vismaya. Array, if a material commodity like parsimony can have that quality of making everything into gold and still remain, well, Ishwara is a supreme person. Can't he have Achintya Shakti like this? What a beautiful, huh? Read this.
If there is such inconceivable potency in material objects, why should we not believe in the inconceivable potency of the Supreme Personality of Godhead?
Like that is saying. Yeah. And then one example of the sun comes here. Read this. Modern science.
Modern science believes that it is by sunshine that the entire cosmic manifestation is maintained. And actually one can see how the actions and reactions of sunshine maintain order throughout the universe. The growth of vegetables and even the rotation of the planets take place due to the heat and light of the sun. Sometimes, therefore, modern scientists consider the sun to be the original cause of creation, not knowing that the sun is only a medium, for it is also created by the supreme energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Aside from the sun and the touchstone, there are many other material things that transform their energy in different ways and yet remain as they are. It is not necessary, therefore, for the original cause, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, to change due to the changes or transformation of his different energies.
Yeah. Beginning here about the sun, one more thing he says here, if you see, here he says here. Sorry. Yeah, you've seen this, yeah? Yeah. Here he's saying sun, you see. Read this one.
The sun, which has been giving off unlimited amounts of heat and light since time immemorial and yet has not even slightly decreased in power.
Correct, no? That's another example, like parasamani, another example is sun. Third one is a tree example, I told you, correct, no? Like that, yeah. See here what he says here. In Shankara's, the falsity of Sripad Shankara's explanation of Vivartavada and Paranambha has been detected by the Vaishnavacharyas, especially Jiva Goswami, whose opinion is that actually Shankara did not understand the Vedanta Sutra. In Shankara's explanation of one sutra, Anandamaya Abhyasat, he has interpreted the affix mayat, which is with such word jugglery, that this very explanation proves that he had little knowledge of the Vedanta Sutra, but simply wanted to support his impersonalism through the aphorisms of the Vedanta philosophy. Actually, however, he failed to do so because he could not put forward strong arguments. In this connection, Jiva Goswami cites the phrase, Brahma Puccham Pratishtha, Taittiriya Upanishad, very famous one, which gives Vedic evidence that Brahman is the origin of everything. In explaining this verse, Sripa Shankaracharya interpreted various Sanskrit words in such a way that he implied, according to Jiva Goswami, that Vyasadeva had very little knowledge of higher logic. Such unscrupulous deviation from the real meaning of Vedanta Sutra has created a class of men who, by word jugglery, try to derive various indirect meanings from the Vedic literatures, especially the Bhagavad Gita. One of them has even explained the word Kurukshetra refers to body and all that. Instead of wasting time, one's time falsely deriving such indirect meanings from Vedanta Sutra, one should actually accept the words of the book as they are. That's the point, direct. So he's quoting Janmadhya Seta, he's quoting here, This will come there also, this one. Pranavase Mahavakya Vedere Nidana. Ishvara Swarupa Pranava Sarva Vishwadhama. Okay, the Vedic sound vibration, Omkar, the principal word you see is the basis of all Vedic vibrations. Therefore, one should accept Omkar as the sound representation of Supreme Lord and reservoir of all cosmic manifestation. Om Yik Dekaksharam Brahma Vyaharan Mamanasam, Krishna says also, no? So, Omkar is the basis. But here he says one important point. Mayavadi philosophers cannot understand the simple facts explained in Bhagavad Gita, yet they are very proud of being Vedantists. Sometimes, therefore, we refer to the Vedanti philosophy as Vidantis, that means without teeth. The statements of Shankara philosophy, which are the teeth of Mayavadi philosopher, are always broken by the strong arguments of Vaishnava philosophers, such as the great Acharyas, especially Ramanujacharya. Sripad, Ramanujacharya and Madhvacharya break the teeth of the Mayavadi philosophers, who can therefore be called as toothless, Vidantis. And then he is quoting that 8th chapter, Okay, we will stop with this. He's quoting about how Omkara is the root. There is one more thing is going to come discussion. We will talk tomorrow. Om Tat Sat versus Omkara. So, it's all about the Omkara. Actually, this is the purport, I think. One last verse we will recite this. Sarvashraya Ishwarera Pranava Uddesha Tattvamasi Vakyahaya Vedera Ekadesha. See, it is the purpose of the Supreme Personality of Godhead to present Pranava as the reservoir of all Vedic knowledge. The word Tattvamasi are only a partial explanation of the Vedic knowledge. So this we will talk tomorrow. It will require some explanation. It comes there also, it will come. So now we are all catching this point about Vivartavad and Parinamvad and Buddhist and Mayavadi and Vaishnava explanation difference. Actually, not many students are aware of these things, but there will be some who has gone into Buddhistic or impersonal understanding, and we will need these examples to illustrate in case they have a question about Lord's personality. Correct, no? Shilpapa ki? Bhaktavinda ki? Actually, this is not the chapter where we are reading from now. We went. Now we have to come back here. So this is the original 6.170. So we have got some idea there. Now we will continue tomorrow from here only. Here also it will come. So 171. Onwards you can note down. Tomorrow we continue.